Hello and welcome to the Tiger Performance Institute audio lesson for this month. And the title, I'm excited to talk about it. It's Creating a Performance Culture Starts with Purpose. And I want to start with a quote by Professor Teresa Amiable from Harvard University. I think it really sets it up well. She says, most people aren't anywhere near to realizing their creative potential in part because they're laboring in environments that impede intrinsic motivation. In other words, the people that work for you in your company, if you've not built a culture of intrinsic motivation, if you haven't stacked the triggers for that, your people are not going to realize their potential. However, if you flip it and you enable them to reach their creative potential, working for you, you're going to scale and you're going to significantly improve your organizational performance. So that's what we're talking about this month. So if you can create a high performance culture inside your company, the natural fuel that it creates will propel your business beyond anything you could do on your own. Your quality of life improves, your bank balance will grow. This should give you motivation to embrace this lesson and implement it in your business. So I want to start first with a story to illustrate the big idea that I want to teach you this month about purpose. And this was from a vacation a couple of years ago I had with my daughter and her husband. We did a driving vacation because it was that first summer of the pandemic. So everything else was more difficult. So we did a driving vacation and we visited Door County, Wisconsin, and then we drove out to Mount Rushmore. Then we went to Yellowstone National Park and to Glacier National Park, and it was a big hiking trip. But what I'll tell you is the hidden gem in this journey was our visit to the Crazy Horse Memorial in the Black Hills of South Dakota, just 17 miles from Mount Rushmore. The attraction is to witness the slowly unfolding work of the Zolkowski family that began all the way back in 1948, about 74 years ago, and that it continues today. The family mission is to carve a statue of the famous Oglala Lakota Indian warrior who gained fame for wiping out General Custer and 264 men of the 7th Cavalry at the Battle of Little Bighorn in 1877. The project was the vision of a Lakota elder named Standing Bear. Standing Bear worked tirelessly to find and convince a sculptor to consider creating a monument to this famous Indian warrior. He found in Korzak Zolkowski from Boston a man who was open to persuasion. In a 1978 interview, just 4 years before his death, Zolkowski said to CBS correspondent Morley Safer on 60 Minutes, with tears streaming down his cheeks, Standing Bear said to me, "My fellow chiefs and I want the white man to know that red men have their heroes too." And at that moment, Korzak was sold, and he made the carving of this memorial to Crazy Horse his life's work. When Zolkowski moved to South Dakota, he was divorced. He met his future wife and said to her, "I want you to understand, my dear, the mountain is first and you are second." She accepted the requirement, and so have Zolkowski's children and grandchildren as the work continues today. In the early years, the project was daunting. Zolkowski had to erect 731 steps from scratch in a custom manner to traverse the 563-foot mountain to place tools at the summit to begin work on the face of the rock. Zolkowski shared in a video playing in the Visitor Center Theater that he had barely a working compressor that powered the air tools to jackhammer and drill into the rock. And one day, he had to climb the 731 steps 9 times as the compressor continued to quit on him as he began his work. Think about that, up and down, up and down. Most people would have quit, but his purpose, the mountain comes first, overrode all of those obstacles. Well, Korzak is not a man that would be denied. He overcame all those early obstacles as well as key issues such as continuing funding challenges and even the loss of an excavator machine that his son drove off the mountain down into a ravine. And his comment to his son was telling. He said, "Son, I'm glad you're okay, Now you put it there, you go get it. Not much sentiment, just go get it and the work continues, was his attitude. So now 72 years later, the statue of Crazy Horse is beginning to emerge. The face is clearly finished and the work is now beginning on his arm extending out, pointing ahead as he charges enemy forces riding his horse. The project will likely take another 50 years. So this is a 125-year vision. And this is a prime example for any peak performer to study. So Alkowski could not continually sustain passion for this project unless it came from within, from intrinsic motivation. His personal 34-year attack on that mountain came from the power of intrinsic motivation and the art of applying grit to a vision that resonated deep within his heart. Three generations of Zolkowskis have given their lives to finishing the work of their visionary father and grandfather. It's the long game played at a level few ever muster the courage to pursue. So as you begin to create a powerful purpose for your life and business, think of Zolkowski's vision. Think of his clear sense of purpose and mission. Think of his likely goal setting, knowing his personal values and ironclad work habits. If you want to enter the journey of achieving the impossible, it requires sustained motivational and psychological fuel to play the long game through the inevitable crises of belief that all peak performers face as they climb to the summit of their dreams. And I would also add, you also have to optimize your physiology. That's why you're in the Tiger ecosystem, is you're learning how to oscillate like a corporate athlete. You're learning how to sleep better, to de-stress on demand, to restrict when you eat so that you sleep better and eat cleanly and move every day and hydrate and supplement properly. All of these things are going to give you that fuel and the health to pursue your vision for a decade, two decades, three decades or more. Okay, so a big part of this is getting into the zone. And if you want to get into the zone to experience the productivity, the creativity, and accelerated learning benefits of operating in the zone or flow, you must develop a powerful sense of intrinsic motivation. What is intrinsic motivation? Intrinsic motivation is the motivation to do something for its own sake, for the sheer enjoyment of the task. Extrinsic motivation is the motivation to do something in order to attain an externally imposed goal, constraint, or reward. If you want a high performance culture, you need to unlock each of your employees' intrinsic motivations as well. In Daniel Pink's book, Drive, The Surprising Truth About What Motivates Us, he asserts that the secret to high performance and satisfaction at work, school, and home is the deeply human need to direct our own lives, to learn, to create new things, and to do better by ourselves and our world. In this book, Drive, Pink identifies three keys to finding your own intrinsic motivation: purpose, mastery, and autonomy. This article's focus is on purpose and its role in driving motivation at both the individual and team level. So, with time and intentionality, we can shift ourselves and our team from an extrinsic motivation mode of operating, meaning relying on outside forces to help us get going, to an intrinsically motivated life of enjoyment, purpose, and growth. When you're intrinsically motivated, your days are more likely to be filled with curiosity, passion, and fun. To get there, though, we need to do some reflective work and planning, and this involves formulating your core values, a transformative purpose, or said another way, a strong why, and then setting goals in alignment with your core values and purpose. Finally, we must execute those changes and goals. And for that, I've provided you with some basics in how to form habits, because your habits define your destiny, in other parts of this program, in our newsletter articles, in a new book coming out called The Eye of the Tiger Manifesto. So those are things you learn elsewhere. So I love this quote about purpose. Purpose is the power that will propel you to get out of bed each morning and push you to make your goals a reality. All right. Once you've formulated and committed to a set of core values for you, your team, and at an individual and corporate level, it's time to decide what your purpose is. Purpose is what gives life meaning. Every action, every word, every thought should have a purpose. Plato wrote, wise men speak because they have something to say, fools because they have to say something. So setting a goal for ourselves in life and acting towards the goal feeds our sense of intrinsic motivation. If what you are doing is not moving you towards your goals, then it's moving you away from your goals, says Brian Tracy. If your aims are high and your purpose is great, your achievements will also be great. Socrates, in Plato's Apology, said, an unexamined life is not worth living. An unexamined, aimless life is led only by animals and those with no goals or direction. On the other hand, someone interested in elite performance must reflect and examine their life and decide to lead a life of purpose. It's the same with your business. You need to create a purpose that resonates with you and your entire team, and they should be part of the creation process of this purpose. An exercise that can be helpful in determining your purpose is to ask yourself, what five things am I most curious about? Think deeply about this. What areas are you interested in learning about, reading on, talking to others about? Next, think about five problems that either you have an interest in or that affect you and you want to see solved. From these two questions, find overlap and search there for your purpose. Your purpose can be driven by your system of beliefs or your worldview as well. The important thing is find where you have great belief, great interest, and great passion, and that's where you're going to find your purpose. Organizationally, when you're creating purpose, think in terms of what is in it, meaning for your corporate purpose, what is in it for your clients. Make your purpose focused on a core benefit or benefits to your clients in the world. So overall, your purpose and your why fuel is the fuel that enables you to overcome a myriad of obstacles that show up whenever you choose to live intentionally, pursuing a predetermined goal or a set of goals. Without purpose, most people give up at the first sign of resistance to their goal. When faced with resistance, someone operating with vision and purpose will push through and get to the next level of progress. It's the same with business, and having purpose will literally not allow you to quit. Purpose feeds passion. Passion causes us to do things and make commitments we would have otherwise never made, leading us to people and circumstances we would have otherwise never experienced. Passion drives focus. Focused attention to anything is neurobiologically expensive, meaning it depletes easily. When we have passion, we find focus easily because energy just flows through us as we pursue that passion. Purpose is one of the three foundational drivers of intrinsic motivation, along with mastery and autonomy. To get into the zone, we need intrinsic motivation that comes out of purpose. So the next best step for you as a leader is to make sure you have first worked out your core values and transformative purpose. Get into our Get Into the Zone online course to learn more about how to do this. If you receive this letter, you should have a membership access set of credentials to get you into our member portal and benefit from that course on peak performance. Next, work with our team to develop a core purpose for the business. Work with your team, not my team. It should be short, easy to remember, and everyone should memorize it. Have everyone submit their idea for a purpose statement, find the themes, and then start to refine it with your team until you land on the big idea everyone is excited about. Now you have set the stage to ask each of your employees to find their personal purpose and core values next. When all of this is finished, you spend the next several months creating a personal development plan for each employee, helping them connect their personal purpose to the company's purpose. And that's where the magic happens. And that sets you up for the next stage that we'll talk about next month, the path to mastery. Thank you and have a great day.